Michelle's Birthday Wish by David Dixon, Church Magazines, based on a true story. Michelle was excited for her first temple trip, but what would her interview be like? "I love to see the temple. I'm going there someday." Children's Songbook, 95. Michelle sat outside the bishop's office, trying to ignore the butterflies in her stomach. Would this interview be like a test? What if she got the answers wrong? Could she still get a temple recommend in time for her first trip to do baptisms for the dead? "Is everything all right, honey?" Mom asked. Michelle tried to smile. "Yes, I'm just nervous. What if I don't know all the answers? What if I forget one of the articles of faith or something?" Dad reached over and patted her hand. "It isn't a quiz, sweetie. Just be yourself and answer honestly. You have nothing to worry about." But she did worry. Today was her 12th birthday, and she wanted to do baptisms for the dead the very next day. She'd been planning it for months. She was even going to wait to have her birthday party until her family got home from the temple. If she messed up in the interview and missed doing baptisms, she'd be so disappointed. She kept running through the articles of faith in her mind, just in case. Soon, the door opened. The bishop leaned out of his office and smiled. "Hello, Michelle. Come on in." Michelle gulped and walked inside his office. The bishop started by asking Michelle about her birthday plans. That wasn't so scary to talk about. Then they talked about her primary class for a little while. "Are you excited to go into young women?" he asked. "Oh, yes," Michelle answered. They talked for several minutes about why she was looking forward to becoming a beehive. Then the bishop asked Michelle about her testimony and if she kept the commandments. Those questions were easy to answer. She knew the church was true. She tried to live the gospel. Michelle started feeling less worried. And then, before she knew it, the interview was over. The bishop filled out the recommend and handed it to Michelle. She blinked at the little paper she held in her hand. She had her very own temple recommend. The bishop smiled. "Have a happy birthday and a wonderful time at the temple." Michelle could hardly wait. For the rest of the day, Michelle couldn't think about anything but the temple. All her life, she'd been learning about the temple, and tomorrow she was going inside for real. Finally, the big day arrived. Later that night, there'd be a party with presents and cake. Grandma and Grandpa would be there too. But none of that was on her mind as she put on her best church clothes. She was going to the temple. Her birthday wish was coming true. "All ready, Michelle?" Mom asked. Michelle nodded. Boy, was she ready. And yet, as soon as Dad pulled the car out of the driveway, Michelle started feeling jittery all over again. Would she be able to stay quiet inside the temple? She knew the temple was a sacred place, and she wanted to be reverent. But sometimes she got so excited about things that she forgot to whisper. Would this be one of those times? But as soon as they stepped inside the temple, Michelle's nervousness completely disappeared. She felt more peaceful and calm than she ever had before. She could feel this was a special place. Michelle was inside the temple with Mom and Dad. This really was the best way to celebrate her birthday. Sidebar: the temple provides purpose for our lives. It brings peace to our souls. President Thomas S. Monson. Blessings of the Temple. Ensign, October 2010, page 15. End of the story. Michelle's Birthday Wish by David Dixon. Read by Kristen Hawkins.